the broadcast, the biggest podcast in Vancouver, pretty much.
We participate in light misandry.
Get out of here with that. Sexism.
All of our societal structures are designed in ways to inherently prejudice women.
Coach's Corner was kind of like my bathroom break.
I don't like to be bamboozled.
I think it's amazing what you guys are doing. I mean, I'm having a lot of fun.
Hello, welcome to the broadcast. The sun is shining. And playoff hockey is back in Vancouver for the first time in like 3,000 days or something. So we're here. It's me, Georgia. I'm here with Sam and Mal. We're going to talk about the playoffs and all the other stuff that we feel like talking about. How's everyone feeling about ce soir? We are 2 hours away from game time.
I say whatever happens, happens. I'm not expecting much out of them. And that means crashing out the first round, not out of the question. And I would be okay with it. It would be fine. I'm emotionally mature now.
Did you see the EA Sports prediction?
I did see that.
Or simulator?
I chose to not get my hopes up. If you did miss it, it did have the Canucks going to the Stanley Cup final and losing. To the Canes, I believe, in there?
Was no, it? I thought.
Was it the Rangers?
No. The EA one had us winning Bruins. In seven games against the Bruins.
Yeah. Okay, well, I saw one. Okay, I've seen multiple.
Which I would die. You know how, remember you said if you went to Vegas, we'd be taking you home in a body bag from a Celine Dion concert?
Yes.
If we beat the Bruins in seven, my body's coming back from the fucking riot.
In a body bag? Let's go.
Body bag. I'll just combust.
Well, I've seen so many different predictions then, because I've seen Rangers, I've seen Canes, I've seen Canucks.
I think what that tells us is that everything we need to know about this season, which is it was unpredictable, chaotic. Truly anyone can, I mean, in the Stanley Cup playoffs, like anyone can win. Most of the time it doesn't end up being just anyone, but anyone can win this year. You never know. Get a hot goalie, get a, I don't know, something, anything can happen.
People that are willing to play.
I know we roasted Jim for this, but this is the one year it actually feels real.
It's actually true.
Like, if you told me the Canucks were going to get swept by the Preds, I'd be like, yeah, makes sense. If you told me they swept the Preds, I'd be like, yeah, makes sense. If you said they, basically any outcome you say, I would think is realistic other than you saying the Canucks will win the Cup. That's like, I have too much trauma ingrained in me to believe that one. But anything short of that, I'd be like, yeah, the Canucks could do that.
Yes, that is exactly it. So the Canucks are playing the Preds. I don't think there's much to say other than it will be a bit chaotic. I don't know. I should have done my research and looked at how we actually played against them in the regular season, but I did not.
The season series, but haven't played them since they canceled their U2 concert and resurrected themselves.
Right. Do you think the Canucks are going to skate out to Streets Have No Name? I was trying to figure this out.
I had this conversation.
What are your thoughts about Streets Have No Name? What are your guys' thoughts?
I want them to do it.
Me too.
I want them to do it, which means they won't. This team will never do anything that the majority of the fan base wants them to do.
Correct. For non-Vancouverites, the Canucks, for years, their like skating out song was the Streets Have No Name by U2. Obviously, they have not been in the playoffs at home for a long time, so it's unclear if they stop doing it, but it gives me the chills to hear it. And I think it's actually like, or it's low key a really good song to do it to. I know that there's some haters out there, but mainly because people hate U2, but it's a great song to do it to, and it's unique. I want it. I need it injected in my veins. Okay. That's the Canucks. How are you feeling? So some of the series have already started, obviously. Leafs embarrassing themselves yet again.
That was so brutal. Like, I know it was only one game, but that was rough.
The Bruins have never trailed to the Leafs this season. In every single game, they've either been tied or ahead. Not looking good for breaking that curse.
The crazy thing is they actually were, by most metrics, the better team. I don't know if that, I never know which way that cuts for people. Like, I know people say that to be like, oh, but like they actually dominated play. That makes me feel worse. Like, you played,
Yeah.
you dominated, and you still couldn't win.
You still couldn't win by a
I
lot. Like,
lost. Yeah.
it's not
Yeah.
just like it was 2-1 or something,
Exactly.
or like 1-0.
Like, that would actually make me feel worse.
Yeah. Horrific.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen like enough of like Leafs fans like losing that I'm willing to like re-put my like hatred of the Bruins in front. Like, I'm like, the Leafs can like beat them this year. So I am saying Leafs in seven, actually. That's my prediction for this series. I believe it. But also just because I cannot see a Brad Marchand captain team win this, like even a series. I don't want to do it.
Yeah, that's fair. But it's because you're free of the Canadian bias. You've freed yourself. And also you are a former Royals fan.
I am a, the thing is that I really, really, really hate all Boston sports. So like,
It is
it's
interesting.
hard.
It's an incredible series because it's like everyone in the US hates Boston. Everyone else in Canada, like everyone in Canada hates Toronto in a similar way.
Well, that's the
And
thing
they play
also as a
each other.
Canucks fan is like, I
Yeah.
hate Boston, but I hate the Leafs. And
Yeah.
like, yeah, at this point, I think that they've lost the series enough times that I'm willing to let them win one.
I hope they both lose.
Like, if that was possible, yes, that's why I'm saying Leafs in seven is very funny.
I'm also going Leafs in seven.
Yeah, I mean, it would almost be nice to just have it over so that we don't have to listen to it anymore,
So
but
maybe that's actually why they went full rail straight into the playoffs. Like,
I
straight
just
up,
can't have them
guys,
win the I just can't have
why did
them
they
win
do
the cup.
this? I can't. A, you need to give time for the players to rest. The regular season ended on the 18th.
I know, it's
Playoffs started on
insane.
the 20th. But more importantly, we need to get our shit together and put a playoffs preview episode, which we couldn't do because you guys started playing at 3 p.m. on the 20th. Like, we tried to record an episode on Tuesday, but things were still up in the air about playoffs. So,
Well, originally they were supposed to start it later, right? And then they moved it up. And I
yeah, I don't
think
even know.
partially, I do know that one of the biggest issues are building availabilities. And particularly for LA, because the Clippers and the Lakers and the Kings are in the playoffs
And
and
the
they
Rangers,
all share the building.
yeah, the Rangers right now are in the playoffs, so are the Knicks.
Yeah.
Like,
And there's something, I think there's something with like the Canucks and like Pearl Jam or something. I can't remember because Pearl Jam's here. It's
yeah.
like, it's one of those weird things where you have to rent out your building, but then you're juggling all these different.
Here's the answer to a question that many people have had, which is the ice is there all the time. Where does the ice go? It's there all the time. They
Yes,
just
I'm
put
sure. The wood over it.
the wood over it.
Whatever, whatever.
So that is your
Did
answer.
you see the photo of what they do at the Bernabéu with the grass?
No, but can
They
you
the this
elaborate?
is where Real Madrid plays. They like pull it down and layer it, and it's like a greenhouse. It's
Interesting.
wild to like, yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah, I saw those pictures from
It's
the
so
Rams
weird.
stadium. They like pull the grass outside to grow,
To grow, yeah.
and then
It's
they like
nuts.
shove it back in, which is so strange.
It's really weird. Every time I see that, I just think of It's a Wonderful Life when they're dancing and then they
Yes.
pull
Pool.
the pool and they fall into the pool. Every time, like, that's all I think about. It's so weird. Anyway. Yeah,
Okay.
so the scheduling, because of that, I think that's why they had to move it up. Like, it would have been nice if they didn't, but it also like we can't keep playing hockey into fucking June. Like,
Yeah, well,
we gotta cut this back.
each
You know
series
what's
goes to
insane?
seven games. If each
I
series goes to
know.
seven games, then it
It's
takes 2 weeks.
but it's also starting way later. Like, the regular season used to end like
At the
the
beginning of
start of
April.
April.
Yeah.
I was looking, I had like one of, you know how like your calendar gives you like on this day, whatever, the Canucks swept the Blues on April 21st in 2009. Like, they were done.
Yeah.
They were playing game five against Chicago in 2011. And they aren't even starting until the 21st now.
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah, because I swear that they slayed the Dragon, like, yeah, really early. Well, whatever. Yeah, chaos. So, oh well. Like, the what they actually need to do is cut the regular season down by, like, 20 games, but they'll never do that. So, here we go. But I feel like they're also starting later. Maybe not, though. Didn't they start after Thanksgiving this year? Canadian Thanksgiving. Did they start after Thanksgiving? Because they used to start October 1st, so. Yeah,
which is what they should do.
Yeah, that's the other thing. It also is better because then they're not, there's a little bit more of a stagger between NBA and NHL, which is better, but whatever. Okay, where are the other series at? So Bruins won.
Bruins won. Rangers and Canes Caps won? Played today as well. Canes and Islanders played yesterday.
Okay. And Panthers won.
Mm-hmm.
And what? And the Jets Avs is 3-3 currently in the second period?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's going to win Panthers Lightning?
Panthers.
Panthers.
I say Panthers in five.
I'm going to say Panthers in six.
Okay. Okay, you both said Leafs in seven.
Are we keeping track of this? I want to write this down.
I'll go Bruins in seven. Fuck it. I don't care. I'll be the contrarian. Rangers Caps.
Oh my god.
We
gosh.
Can all say the okay, Rangers. Yes.
Rangers sweep.
Yeah.
The Caps barely eked into the playoffs based on John Tortorella's own stupidity, or pure hatred in his heart. Either one are good. We did kind of attempt to talk about this on when we tried to record on Tuesday, which was when Tortorella pulled the goalie thinking
we should say we didn't try to record on Tuesday. We did
record. We did record on Tuesday.
We did record on Tuesday, and then I texted him out after and was like, that was horrible. Do not publish that. Also, I felt bad because of what happened in the game, we kept having to change what was happening.
So, anyway, in this game that now feels like it was a very long time ago, it was not even a week ago.
This is also the really annoying thing is that chaos is so fun. There was no time to relish in it. It's just boom, we're into the playoffs. Like that chaos, like that was fun. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. Also, what is the NHLPA doing? Like this has to be like some sort of labor violation to be making them do this.
The NHLPA does not give a fuck. Do you think they got involved when suddenly the Coyotes players are like, oh,
absolutely.
You're going to Utah?
Oh, yeah. We also need to talk about that. We also.
Second. Okay.
Okay. We all think the Rangers are going to sweep the Caps. Canes Islanders.
I don't like the Canes. I don't know why everyone seems to like the Canes. I reluctantly say Canes and six, but I don't like them.
I think the Canes will win. Sorry to Patrick Waugh.
Sorry to Bo Horvat.
Sorry to Bo. I guess Canes in five?
Yeah, I think Canes in five. Wait, what did Mel say?
Canes in six. Okay. Stars, Golden Knights. Yet again, Vegas has gotten away with some tomfoolery, aka Mark Stone and Alex Petrangelo are back from the dead. And this is some bullshit. How do they keep getting away with this? Gary's too distracted by Utah to step in.
What even was the like surgery that he's had?
His spleen erupted or whatever.
Okay.
Ruptured spleen.
Like that sounds serious, but okay.
Yeah. So, whatever. Stars are Golden Knights. I'm going to go Vegas. Vegas in six.
I'm going to say Stars in seven.
Yeah, I agree.
Jets Avs. Seems chaotic. The Avs are without Jonathan Drouin.
Sucks.
Out for the entire first round due to a lower body injury, I believe.
I was really looking forward to the McKinnon Drouin romance.
Yeah. Jets in seven. I don't feel super confident about that, but
I say Jets in five. The ass beating that the Avs received from the Jets like a week and a half
ago. Oh yeah, like a week ago.
Very much changed my opinion of what the Avs are capable of. It was very pathetic. Nathan MacKinnon was watching along in horror.
I just think it's like vastly different if Georgiev plays the whole series or if Anunin can actually come back. Anunin's not even on the bench tonight. I'm going to say Avs in six.
That is some childhood bias. Let's go.
Yes.
Okay.
That is absolutely not a rational decision.
That is Sam saying that game that happened did not exist. That Mal just referenced. Okay. Canucks Preds.
I say Canucks in six. Although I know just recently I said whatever happens there.
It's chaos.
Yeah. They could lose every single game and I'd be like, okay, sounds like the Canucks.
I mean, Canucks in six is fun because that's how they beat the Preds in 2011. I would love if they could do it in like as few games as possible because they're going to have to travel the most already.
That's true.
So if they could do it in like four games, that'd be great.
I was thinking about how blessed the Battle of Florida people are because they are just flying half an hour, maybe. I don't know how long that flight is, but still. Oh,
yeah. It's so, yeah.
They are luxuriating in that. I don't think anybody else has as short of a
commute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Canucks in six. That's like the safest. I feel like that's the safest.
Is that what Mel said too? Sorry, I was watching the games.
Also, it's truly the battle of the broadcast, the series, because as we all know, the Preds are the only
we don't,
NHL
either
team
way,
to
we
officially
don't
acknowledge
lose.
Us.
Yeah. Either way, we don't lose.
Yes.
I want to say Canucks in five.
Why not? Go crazy. If they could win the series on home ice, that's very fun. Okay, Oilers Kings. Oh God. I'm going to have to watch this hockey and I'm not excited.
I'm going to be a real freak about it. I'm saying Oilers in five. And then, I don't know. I always really do downplay the Kings. Like, I underestimate them every single time I see them. And I think it's just because I don't like their uniforms. I literally just don't like seeing them.
I just don't like Drew Doughty, honestly.
Yeah, that as well.
I don't like Drew Doughty. I don't like the way the Kings play. And this is like, I was like 3 or 4 years ago, I was like, the Kings are going to be super fun to watch in a few years. And instead they are playing fucking trap hockey and it just pisses me off.
Yeah. Didn't they have I don't know if they still have the best farm system in hockey for a while. Yeah.
Yeah. They had a lot of like fun young players, but they are not playing fun young hockey.
Yeah.
They are not doing what the Ducks have done.
I don't care about Alex Turcotte if he's not doing Alex Turcotte things. Like,
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm going to say Oilers in six.
What did you say, Mal?
Oilers in five.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't think
this
the Kings are
serious.
Yeah.
I don't think that anybody's going to hunt you down
six.
With whatever you say.
No, I know, but it's just like, the Kings are just so unpredictable.
That is true. And I also feel like the Oilers are so unpredictable, but that's like, I don't know, kind of in an opposite way.
Yeah. Okay.
Who did you pick in the Battle of Florida, Georgia?
Oh, I don't think I said anyone.
She said Panthers, probably, I would assume.
Mal said Florida in five, I said Florida in six.
Okay, well, that's the playoffs for us. Do you have... Okay, I think we talked about this. I think no one knows who's going to win the cup. I don't even know if there's anyone. Who's the betting favorite? Do you know?
Rangers.
Rangers?
A lot.
Wow, that's interesting because of the curse. People just don't take this curse seriously.
People are not taking witches seriously.
The money puck,
how dare they?
The
Did
money
you see that
finals
Andrew...
the other day, I think they had the Rangers at like 14% chance when I looked on Friday.
Oh, wow.
And the next closest is the Canucks at 9-7.
Jesus Christ. Did you see that Andrew Garfield is dating a professional witch?
I love that. I love that for him.
So good. So funny. I think it's so funny. Can you imagine on your resume, on LinkedIn, this professional witch?
You know what? I don't think fellow witches tend to connect on LinkedIn. I don't think that's really where they get
that's
most
not
of
where
their
the
jobs.
Coven is. There's not covens forming on LinkedIn. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's do it. Let's talk about the rapid demise of one Arizona Coyotes. Though technically they're not dead, according to Alex Merlo.
They're not dead.
He has 5 years.
Alex Merlo, which is also the problem is, so basically the whole thing was they were claiming they were going to build a new arena in Phoenix and were posting even like mock-ups and stuff online. And they just sold off all of the players to Salt Lake over the weekend without telling the players, really. It got released online before it ever got released to the players. And now he's also like, oh, but I still own the like rights to the Coyotes name. So I'm going to make a new team, which I don't understand why they would ever let him own a hockey team again, because he tried once and really has done a bad job. So
I think the parameters are he has to own the land and he has to own the rink, right? For them to
they're bidding on this
tax property or something. This tax land sale.
I guess sometime in late June. The Coyotes Twitter account was posting about it, but as we have recently learned, it is most likely the junior, the Merlo Jr. dude. So who knows how trustworthy they are. Which also, I guess, gives more information about why they have this random intel. Because it would be like, why would you be sharing this information with your socials team before you shared it with, like, members of the staff?
Yeah. I mean, the Coyotes have been, like, there's, like, this interesting dichotomy of them being, like, the laughingstock of the league and like the issues with the rinks and them having to show up to council meetings in Glendale. And then the mayor of, I think it was Glendale or I can't remember, Scottsdale maybe, writing a full op-ed in the newspaper to say like, fuck off, we don't want you. Just like the league having to like take over the team for a little bit. There's that side of it. And then there's also the side of, like, I think Sam can speak to this a little bit more, but like their dedication to grassroots hockey initiatives and like growing the game in Arizona. And that's like incredible and is really devastating. And I think we all saw in the final game, like those fans that don't get to have that anymore. And it reminds me of when the Grizzlies left and like those kind of stories that get kind of ruptured in that way. And then players like Lawson Crouse, who is the longest tenured player, like staying until the very end, signing every single thing that a fan put in front of him. Like, it's really sad. Like it's weird, like from the outside to like, cause it's such a weird situation, but it's like really sad actually. It's embarrassing for the league. Like it's actually like, it's so embarrassing for the league, but they will never like do anything about it.
I think it's really, really easy for everyone to make fun of the Coyote situation, and everyone has for the last however many years. But I think it is really sad. I think if you see the people who really do love the team and they do exist, you can like make fun of the size of that fan base all you want, but it's like, they've done an incredible job growing hockey there, and it was always going to take an inordinate amount of time. I find the argument that a lot of people make where it's like, you can't sustain hockey unless everyone there is already a diehard fan is just a really poor argument, because it necessarily limits the growth of hockey. Like, I think the draw of hockey is that it's probably the best sport to watch if you ignore everything else. It's just an easy game to love. And the idea that if you don't have a built-in existing fan base, you don't deserve a team is ridiculous. Because like, listen, all the teams that have huge fan bases, like they've been around since the early 1900s. It's not fucking comparable. You sound stupid when you make that argument. Yeah. The Coyotes have spent over $300,000 in the last however many years, investing in grassroots hockey. It's the reason why you have Austin Matthews. It's the reason why you have Matthew Nyes. I never kind of know how to say
it. I think it's Nyes.
I don't actually watch. but like, you can't deny that they are, if not the, at some point they were the fastest in the last few years. I think they might be second, but it's the second fastest growing youth hockey market in the States. They've had something like 236% growth in girls hockey in the last 5 years. Like, those are better numbers than anywhere else. And to a person, everyone there has said that has been through the efforts of the Coyotes organization. Like, you can say everything else about ownership and getting an arena or whatever, but the one thing they've done well is actually community building, and that's largely been through players. And you know, you can see from like the way players who played there talk about being there that it really mattered to them. And I think it's really sad. Like, I think if you watched any of the broadcast of the last few minutes, it was just sad. Like, there's not really another word for it. I also thought it was just really like Sportsnet's handling of that was so gross.
I didn't see what they did.
It was like they were like just trashing the fan base. And I was like, you're a national broadcast. You're the NHL rights holder. Like, this is an appalling way to treat the end of an organization.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
That's actually really, yeah, that's embarrassing. Yeah. So the team was sold to Ryan Smith, who will have the team it's in Salt Lake, but they will be known as the Utah Nothing for the first, I think it's the first two seasons or the first season. They will just be Utah HC, I guess. there's no logo. Like, it's very, there's no logo, there's no mascot, there's no nothing. I did see someone say that there was a trademark placed in Utah for the something Yetis, but I don't know if that's true.
They have submitted so many trademark requests. Yeah, like, I think that essentially, and any
none of them
noun
are good.
You have come up with, like, they have submitted a trademark request. The Smiths, they own both the Utah Jazz, or like at least a majority of it. And also, I did never know how to pronounce this because it's America, but Real Salt Lake / Real Salt Lake. Like, what would you say?
I say exactly. Real. But
it'd
that's
be Real
because,
Salt Lake.
Yeah. But I think they say Real Salt Lake.
Yeah, but they also were the former owners of the like lost Kansas City women's soccer team at one point, because they also yanked that out from under us at one point, which was fun. So they love buying up teams.
That's
beautiful. They were the Utah Royals for a little bit. I don't know.
Wow. Yeah, we did talk about this on our last episode, but I'm bringing it back up because it's insane. I tried to look up the Utah state animal to find out what this team could be called, and I ended up on utah.gov, and I saw all the state symbols, and let me tell you, these things are insane, and there are way too many, and we got to do, like, what is going on? The state bird of Utah is the California seagull. That alone tells you enough about what are you doing. You can't have a bird that's named after another state be your state bird. That is so weird.
Do you not have, like, provincial birds?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Do you have provincial bugs? How far deep down does it go? Because with American states, they do go really far down, and you will have, like, a state insect. But
Mallory, there's a state cooking pot here, and it's a Dutch oven. Like, it's insane.
Wait, like, I thought that was insane. In Utah.
It is in Utah. And the state vegetable. No,
you guys should be linking up. You should be loving Utah because of your besties down at Bountiful.
Okay. Our besties. Sam and I are not involved in the polygamist Mormon church.
I don't know. They're your locale.
You don't know.
I don't know what you're up to in your free time.
Crying about Arsenal. That is all I'm doing. Anyway. In BC, we have a provincial flower, tree, bird, animal. I think that's like it though. We have a flag. Like, we're not going down to mushroom. Why do they have mushroom? Like, why do you have a state mushroom?
For fun.
Why is that necessary? Who is out there going, I need to know what the state, I mean me right now, because I want to know if they're going to call this fucking team. Anyway, if they remain Utah, I feel like Utah's Salt Lake sounds better.
Salt Lake, I think, does sound better. I don't like going with Utah.
Yeah.
But
I feel like Utah's harder to do a combo with, like a Utah something. I don't know. That's just me. Salt Lake just sounds funner, like more fun.
Funner.
Yeah, funner. They're also going to have, aren't they trying to get the Olympics again?
Maybe that's why they're doing all of this. I haven't been
I think they're
attention.
Trying to get the Olympics again, if I remember correctly. Anyway, so I guess we shall see next season. Do we think that there will be a Utah, whatever, HC WAG on the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City?
I would love that. And also if she Claire. Can get involved in the crime situation. Claire Krause.
For real,
the crime situation going on and the weird levels of Mormonism that people are following.
Yeah. And that is real Salt Lake is the Real Housewives of Salt Lake is what we're referring to, but Real Salt Lake is their MLS team. Come on.
This is a real dumb question. Are you allowed to drink in Utah?
Yes, but they have really strict liquor laws.
Liquor laws? Okay. That's going to be tough. But
I mean, like, they're just strict in, like, time-wise. I mean, they're not, like, and I think some counties are probably dry, but
oh, gotcha.
That's probably doesn't, like, affect people in the Salt Lake area.
Interesting. They've already sold a bunch of season tickets. Good for them. It'll be whatever. We will look forward to seeing how that goes.
Yeah,
I
whatever
guess.
They end up
but
doing.
Sad Awu goes out to the Cayuse organization.
Saddest Awu.
Yeah, and the Kachina. Goodbye forever. What else do we want to talk about? The Canadian women won the gold, second Mallory.
No comment.
I don't know what else.
Arsenal men won. Arsenal women also won.
Yes.
So we're all set up to finish third, both of us.
I know, it's going to be so devastating. This week will be a challenging week. Arsenal plays Chelsea on Tuesday. And then the North London Derby, baby.
Oh, God.
On Saturday, I believe.
Is it both?
Tottenham.
Two London derbies.
And Tottenham hasn't played in 2 weeks. So that's both good and bad. Arsenal has played a million games in.
Arteta will not rest anybody who is actually good at playing.
Yeah, he said, not today.
He said, get back on that pitch, Martin.
Play until you're dead.
He said, Saka, I don't care if you're tired. I don't care if your feet hurt and you're getting tackled during every single minute of the game.
Correct.
Stop limping. They're posting videos of you online and being mean.
There is truly one of the most remarkable things could have happened in English football today, which was Man U is up 3-0 against Coventry, who's a championship. Who's currently eighth in the championship, and Coventry came back, tied it, went to extra time. They almost did it. They scored a goal, but then it was ruled offside by like a fraction of a centimeter. And then they ended up losing on penalties. Ten Hag did try to claim that it was an achievement. Did that man watch that game? Anyway. So those are some, that's your football roundup. Did Chelsea beat in the Women's Champions League? Did they beat?
Yes, they beat Barca.
Barca?
Which, bummer.
How do you feel about your new U.S. Women's National Team head coach?
I feel conflicted. If she can get it done at the Olympics this quickly, I will obviously join her immediately. But she definitely didn't make herself endear herself to me in our last meeting with her when she was trying to fight Jonas on the side of the pitch. Jonas Edeval is our almost fired Arsenal women's manager. He was on the brink of getting fired because we couldn't stop losing, and he can't stop getting little white girls on the team. It's so scary.
Not even just all white girls. It's a lot of blonde white girls.
It is blonde white girls. He is Swedish.
From Scandinavia.
I think something's up. Anyway, he did get in an argument with Emma Hayes over
the two-ball system.
Yeah, two-ball system. And she read a poem about how his masculine energy or something was being disrespectful, like disruptive of the game. It was all really something, and I was like, okay, can't wait for you to come to America.
Okay, that's your footballing roundup. Okay, 3 stars. Mal, who's your star of the week?
My star of the week is Granit Xhaka, whom I miss. He won the Bundesliga title, which, more importantly, Harry Kane did not win the Bundesliga title.
And he's 4 games away from being an invincible. They're
is
about
he really?
To not,
I didn't know that they were about to not lose.
Yeah, I think it's 4 more games left, and they will have had an invincible season, which is like incredible.
And also, they did just beat, I think, West Ham in Europa League, maybe, as well. As we got kicked out of Champions League with Harry Kane. It's fine. It's fine. I miss you, Granit. I miss you.
We're going to also claim that he's Roman Yossi's favorite player. But he's not.
He could
it
be.
Didn't we ask Roman Yossi he was a Man U fan?
He did say he was a Man U fan. We were chatting to him about footy.
Tough. He shit-talked Arsenal. And I want to say you, Roman Yossi, how the tides have turned.
Oh, how the tables have
just
turned.
Come back on the pod.
Come back on the pod and defend this. And also, we can talk about
Granit come back
Xhaka.
On the pod and defend Ten Hag to us. Anyway. Sam, who's your star?
My star of the week is Victoria Beckham for having a birthday and reuniting the Spice Girls.
I did see this today. I thought that they were fighting still.
Apparently not.
I know.
Full on, like, impromptu concert.
Did you see that? I think I saw a report where they kept Mel B kept like accidentally telling people about the reunion stuff, so they would just like kick her out of the group chat when they're talking about reunion stuff because she would just tell people that it was gonna happen. It's so funny. Okay, my star of the week is Beth Mead. She got a brace today. Arsenal beat Leicester at the Emirates. Very exciting. I think it was Emily Fox's first game at the Emirates, which is very fun for her. U.S. women's national team member. And they're playing Leicester City, who are known as the Foxes. So very fitting. We did not talk about Taylor Swift's album. I just realized.
I have not listened to it. It's so sorry, Taylor.
Here's the thing. Here's
the
thing.
Have 6 hours.
I will admit, I said to the group chat, I said, new Taylor Swift slaps. I had listened to the first song. Then when I realized it was about Maddie Healy, okay. Oh, did that.
I'm so sorry that I'm about to give this opinion despite having not listened to the album.
No, you can do it.
Here's my opinion. I think she was very much trying to emulate like Maddie Healy in the 1970s style.
She absolutely was.
Writing style, like she does in Dear John, where she does it very successfully. I don't think she does it successfully here, but I see what she's trying to do. I just don't like it. And think that also due to the like re-releases of like the Taylor's version and From the Vault things and people being like, oh my gosh, this one's so good from the vault. She forgot how to take things out of it. I think she thought that everything she puts out.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, everybody liked these old ones that I cut from the other like albums. I should include them. She should have not included them. We do not need 31 songs.
You know
songs.
How they always tell you like, wait, before you leave the house, look in the mirror and like take one thing off.
Yeah,
she skipped that step.
Yeah, it's a lot because it's a double album, in case you didn't know that.
In case you weren't awake at 2 a.m.
Yes, double album. Yeah, I think it was exciting because I thought it was going to be like drag Joe for just being like useless. But then Joe was so useless that she didn't even really write any songs.
He just like had depression, okay? Like,
and
it's
then
it's
just
fault.
All about Maddie Healy. And I'm like, this man is... I don't care what he thinks about Charlie Puth. Like, what are we doing with the lyrics here? Like, none of this is good. There's an occasional song that's okay. And then the whole second album, well, not the whole second album, but large parts of the second album are about Travis Kelce. So
I did enjoy that the discourse became, at least on my timeline, just straight up skipped Taylor and went into Jack Antonoff versus Aaron Dessner.
Yes, that is true. That did happen. Yeah, it was just too many songs and she should have edited.
Okay, speaking of Jack Antonoff, he formerly was engaged to Lena Dunham, creator and writer of Girls, and they were good friends. You Are in Love is actually based on Lena Dunham and Jack Antonoff. Anyway, Lena Dunham said that Taylor Swift is a Marnie.
She did. She said Taylor Swift thinks she's Shoshana, but she's a Marnie.
Which is so real. That video of the clip of Marty doing Stronger, that is Taylor Swift.
It is. So, congrats to her, I guess. I don't know. Like, it's, I think her best album is Red, personally. The one I listen to the most is Folklore, and that's because I used it while I was writing my thesis. And so it's just like drilled in my brain. But I don't, her last, like, Evermore was not good. Midnights was not good. And this is not great. So she's got to take some time, chill, basically. But I did see someone today try and claim that Taylor speaks for unrepresented people. I was like, I think white women are pretty powerful.
What?
Anyway, it was very funny. Okay. Thanks for listening. By the time this goes out, we'll have known what happened in the Canucks first playoff game. So don't hold our opinions against us.
We're
If it's like
sorry.
7-0, the Preds win 7-0 or some
We
shit.
said we don't know.
We
We
said we
said
don't
anything
know.
can happen.
We said anything can happen, but everyone be safe, be responsible.
Don't riot.
Don't riot this
Yet.
time. Save it for the
Don't
finals.
get too excited too early.
We already had our open air watch party confiscated from us because we're not responsible enough.
Maybe if you can act responsible enough
We'll
up
get it back.
until the Stanley Cup Finals, they'll give it back to you, and then you can write again.
Let's be real. Ken Sim would fucking bootlick whatever. So that's the mayor of Vancouver, and he's the worst. Anyway, go Canucks, go. Bye.